This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. Our Lady of the Rosary, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt.
Words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the memorial, unfortunately, because it used to be a very important feast day of the Church, of the Holy Rosary, also known as Our Lady of Victory. Our Lady of Victory, but in conjunction with the pictures and the statues and paintings that we see of our Blessed Mother, she, while she was in this world, lived a life of conflict. She was, even in the best of times, like when she presented our Lord Jesus Christ in the temple, time of great joy, priest Simeon confirming the presence of the Messiah that he had waited all his life to see. He receives that child in his arms. That should have exalted our Blessed Mother no end. And in the same breath, he looks at her and says, "A sword shall pierce your own soul also." So this child will be for an uprising and downfalling of people in Israel. He will be a sign of contradiction. Never lose sight of the fact that our Blessed Mother was a mother who lived a life that a common thread in it was turmoil. The turmoil that she gladly took upon herself because of her faithfulness to both her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Eternal Father who sent him. She is no stranger to conflict. She has given us the rosary. She has given us the rosary to be used as a weapon. What is a weapon? A weapon is something that, a tool that we bear in conflict to overcome enemies. Most people, if you ask them the story of the rosary, if they know, they will say, "Tell me about the start of the rosary." "Our Blessed Mother gave it to St. Dominic." Yes. Why? Why did she give it to St. Dominic? He just appeared one day in his cell and said, "Here, St. Dominic, something I've come up with. It's Holy Rosary. Tell everybody about it. They'll like it." And no, that wasn't the context at all. The context was St. Dominic fretting over heresy, a heresy that was in his France. It was a heresy, the Albigenses. The Albigenses were like a cross between Protestants and Gnostics. Okay? There's a cross between the two. Gnostics were way back when, Protestants were way far forward. They kind of met in the Albigensians, who were just nothing more than Cathars. And the Cathars were basically, they were dualists. They believed, they had all kind of conflicting views. Okay, they decried the priesthood. They didn't like the Catholic priesthood. "You don't need priests. You don't need priests. Anybody can confect the Blessed Sacrament. Anybody can administer the sacraments." But when their idea of the sacraments for infants and baptism, they did not use water because water is a part of this creation and it's tainted by evil. So they didn't use water. Their baptism was the laying out of hands by anyone. But they denied the priesthood, but they also chose among themselves bishops. I don't get it, okay? And whenever you push heresies, you always get, you will see contradiction amongst them. Well, just like any other heresy, when people want to start doing what they want to do as opposed to what the Holy Spirit has dictated that they do, particularly through His Church, anybody tells anybody they don't have to do what the Church says, they're all for it. So as silly as this sounds to us, what I just described, and that's just a touch of the surface, As silly as that may sound to us, it was becoming very, very popular. And Saint Dominic, who had started the order of preachers to preach against heresy, he was on his knees before the Blessed Mother, beseeching her to give him something, to give him help. He didn't say something, don't give me something. He said, I need your help. I need your help to overcome these heresies that are corrupting your people. They're pulling people away from the Catholic Church, pulling themselves away from the life-giving sacraments, pulling themselves from the priesthood, who are the only ones who confect this sacrament. He prays for help, and our Blessed Mother gave him the rosary. In his prayer to the Blessed Mother, before she gave him the rosary, he asked that he might be fit for the work. He cried for help with his soul. This is from the breviary this morning. He cried to his soul that the Blessed Maiden, whose glory the falsehoods of the heretics so insolently assailed, and to whom it had been granted to trample down every heresy throughout the whole earth. Our Blessed Mother is frequently traditionally called upon by that title, the destroyer of heresies. We don't hear that one too much anymore, and we should, and we should be praying to her to destroy the heresies that are fomenting within our own church, but also the heresies that exist outside the church that, again, do just what the Cathars did, dragging people away from the Catholic Church. Our Blessed Mother has given us a weapon, nothing less than a weapon, to be used in that conflict. Make no mistake about it. As many pretty pictures as we have of flowers around the rosary, and that's what the word is, okay? It has to do with flowers, but be assured, it's a weapon. It is a weapon to be used for the advance of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a weapon to be used to defend that kingdom against heresies. When we look at the rosary, if you've ever read any exorcism stories, you'll see various and sundry anecdotes about the interrogation of the demons who possess people. And these demons will say that one Hail Mary is like a lash across their back. It causes them intense pain. Okay? They are not corporeal beings, but they still feel the anguish of righteousness against them. When they're confronted with righteousness, they say, one Hail Mary is like laying a lash across someone's back. Okay, we don't even get that whole lash across someone's back because we don't do that kind of stuff in this day and age in most places. But a lash across somebody's back, you know, we hear about the scourging of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our day and age, the weakness of society now, both physically and emotionally and spiritually, if you would ever lay a lash across a person's back, they'd need to be trucked off in an ambulance to a hospital, and they'd probably stay there for days. Okay, because of all the horrible injuries that there is. And the demons say one Hail Mary is like that to them. So when our Blessed Mother gives us the rosary that is made up of no less than how many Hail Marys, how many Our Fathers, the lash that you say one rosary in confrontation of any evil influences in your life, of which there are many, when you say the rosary, this is the consequence. This is what the rosary has been used for. This is why we have this day. Because of the rosary's use to not only trample heresies, but actual physical conflicts. Physical conflicts. In 1571, the Battle of Lepanto, Catholic fleet overwhelmed numerically. Ridiculous. Ridiculously lopsided battle in favor of the Muslims. And the Catholics win. And they won on the day whereon the victory was gained at the very moment that what we would refer to as a sodality, but it was a guild of brethren who prayed the rosary for the cause. 1716. Again, the Muslims besieging cities in Hungary. Again, the Pope calling on the faithful to pray rosary. Solemn procession through Rome of people praying the Holy Rosary. Vast multitudes described as being part of this solemn procession through Rome. And the siege is broken on various cities in Hungary. The Turks raise a siege almost at the same hour that this is happening. It is something supernatural that occurs. This doesn't have anything to do with looking at the rosary as a superstitious talisman or approaching it as a weapon to be used at our whim and will. It must be used properly. It can only be used properly. You buy a gun, you can use it improperly. You can give it to somebody else and they can use it improperly. The rosary can't be used improperly because the prayers we say are a manifestation of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The rosary as a sacramental is dwelling on what God Almighty has done for our salvation and what He continues to do in our salvation. It is very incarnational. When we think of what our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, okay? We hear that read at the end of almost every Mass. He came and He dwelt among us. And guess what? He's ascended into heaven, but He still dwells among us. He still dwells among us under the sacramental forms. The Eucharist, His body, blood, soul, and divinity. He is still here with us. He is in that tabernacle, just like He was in the manger. Okay, He still continues to dwell in us, and He will continue until the end of time to dwell with us, and then we will go and we will dwell with Him for all eternity. But when we talk about this memory, is it just a cognitive memory? Is it, oh, that's really nice to know? No, it's not just nice to know, it's nice to use this memory of our Lord Jesus Christ dwelling among us. He dwells in our memory indeed, but He should dwell in our thoughts every single day. And when those thoughts have to do with a conflict between us, righteousness, and the evil ones, then He must still dwell. And just like He drove the money changers from the temple, He will drive away evil from this world, if it suits His advance of His kingdom. How do we bring this to the fore in our memory, that He has come and dwelt among us? Has He just come down in our imagination? No, He hasn't. He's come to dwell with us really. How do we know this? How is this brought to the forefront of our mind? How do we apply this to life? The rosary. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Isn't one of the joyful mysteries of the rosary the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ? Our Lord Jesus Christ, by lying in the manger at His nativity, He is with us, not just historically in our thoughts, but applied, should be applied in our day. By hanging on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ earned our salvation. Is that not one of the sorrowful mysteries? The crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. By rising again the third day, one of the glorious mysteries, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The next glorious mystery, His ascension into heaven. These are just a few of the mysteries of salvation that are not memories for us, but things to be applied to our everyday lives when we are confronted with situations that are to a lesser or tremendously great extent manifestations of things that try to draw us from our faith. Temptations, actual assaults by the enemy. We confront them with not our own, because we're weaklings. We are weaklings. We can do nothing in of ourselves. Our Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 15, without Me, you can do nothing. How is He manifest in our thought? Through the rosary. Again, not something that I think about the past, something that I'm thinking about that He has done that I'm applying to right now. If these things were not the truth, then we wouldn't have godliness. We wouldn't have sanctification. the fact that we become more and more holy. All these things come to a practical manifestation in us through the Holy Rosary, something that was given to us to confront conflict. That is why our Blessed Mother has used, and that's why it has been used, wherein it has been used most effectively throughout history, is at times of conflict, whether they be national or individual. Use the Rosary for what it's for. Pray it all the time, because we've always got something going on that's trying to draw us away from the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. He'll bring up your past. He'll bring up your present life, how deficient it may be. You use the Rosary and you focus that weapon on that temptation or that assault of the enemy or that accusation. And our Blessed Mother will do the rest. This is why she gave it to him. If we think of any of these mysteries of the Rosary, we think of God. We think that he is our God through them all, then it should give us pause to think about what we have. Okay, do not look at the Rosary as something that, I'm just a pious Catholic, so I say the Rosary. There is a reason why. There's a reason why she gave it. There's a reason why we use it. It is always to confront conflict. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.